I was so hot-headed then, I'm a lot calmer though. Tryna buy me a brick house when I get calmer though. Money gon' help with a lot of things, but not the trauma though. As so many adventure times, we used to run from the Jakes to make it for Southside.
I don't know, I think this might be my first 10 out of 10 in the show. This is a vibe. Left and right by Keisha and Adrienne. All this gets so deep, man, I'm hoping y'all diving. I don't with surviving, I'm only thinking about thriving. But you way too afraid, yeah, I know what your vibe is.
This is going on my playlist.
Look at that, DJ Phoebe's coming with the good.
My name is Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I haven't gotten any.
When we use our lives to bless others, it makes the world a better place. So I reached out to some of my friends that I know have blessed the world to encourage you to find a way to bless somebody else. Bless somebody else.
I know God has been faithful every day.
Yes.
And I believe God's hand is on my life.
His hand is on my life.
God has proven that He's faithful.
God has proven that He's faithful.
For eternity I will be grateful.
Sing it for me, Wes.
Blessed with so much.
How can I keep it to myself?
Westmore.
Lord, I promise.
Every time you bless, I'm gonna bless somebody else. Here we go.
Trust me to bless somebody else.
Pass the smoking off of my man.
Lord, send the harvest.
Send the harvest.
And every time you bless
the beautiful Erica Campbell.
You can trust me to bless somebody else.
To bless somebody else. Yes, Lord. Lord, send the harvest. And every time you bless, you can trust me. You can trust me. To bless somebody else. That's we in the blessing business here at WGXC 90.7 FM, Akron Hudson in Catskill, New York. We had a little bit technical difficulty, got going a little bit late today, but that's okay because we're here to do what we do, and that is bring good music for you, music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here not by myself, but I'm here with our brother, our friend, our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin. And how you doing now, Brother Martin?
I am well. I am well. Happy Bright Saturdays. Excuse our technical issues today with the station, but we are on, and happy Sunday to all.
Happy Sunday, happy Communion Sunday, first Sunday. And yes, first Sunday of November, we are out of daylight saving time. Praise the Lord. We are in, oh my goodness, what is that? Dark mornings and dark evenings now? Praise the Lord. But we are here and we're glad to be here. That was Mr. Kurt Carr and his project, Bless Somebody Else, with a whole host of brothers and sisters who sing to the glory of God. We got more like that coming right behind that. 8 songs, 32 minutes, back-to-back music. Well, we may not be able to do all eight, as a matter of fact, because we got a little bit late, but we're going to do what we can do for you. When I think about the Lord, NDC worship, yes, nobody greater but Sean Mitchell. Fill my cup, CC Winans, and fill my cup, Lord, Mr. Andrew Rip. After that, hallelujah, we'll be back.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised
how
me,
he filled
how
me.
He filled me,
oh,
with
yes.
the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the other.
When I think about,
when I think about the Lord,
how he picked me up,
turn me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise.
Oh, it makes me want to shout,
Lord, you're worthy.
the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Body great.
Nobody.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual I Find Somewhere, is right here with me on WGXC. That is Mr. Vashawn Mitchell, nobody greater. And we're coming back with more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Fill my cup, Miss CC Wine, and fill my cup, Lord, Mr. Andrew Rip, and every blessing, Mr. Brian Courtney. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread from heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me
to a city I cannot see. Through the depths of the valley where the sun can't reach. I've been high, I've been low, I've been looking for the river that could fill my soul. Been walking to a city I cannot see.
Thank you. never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's a pain, it is not your portion. Failure, it is not your portion. Sickness, it is not your portion. Poverty, it is not your portion.
I have to embrace the problem.
Keep your hands open. Just gotta keep your heart open.
Teach me how to receive every blessing, teach me how to receive every blessing. Every blessing, give me the wisdom to understand how things work together for my good and your plan. Oh, for grace to believe that I will receive every blessing.
Teach me how to receive every blessing.
I want to receive
every blessing.
Teach me, God, right now, right here,
every blessing,
every
the patience to abide in your will. Ain't just for nothing, your living word will fulfill. Oh, for grace to believe that I will receive.
Beloved, beloved of God. Well, I am back, and I have some thoughts that I'd like to share with you today. Beloved, I went to a church closing service on yesterday. It's amazing to me the way God works. I had only learned about this service on Tuesday, and because I had lived the experience of our church doors closing almost 20 years ago, I wanted to be present to support my sisters and brothers in Christ who were now having this experience as well. As I sat in that well-preserved century-old sanctuary whose walls were adorned with elaborate stained glass windows that were given in memory of loved ones from days gone by, I read the names and the years of the birth and the death of these much loved and honored individuals whose loved ones did not want them to be forgotten. I thought about their legacy to that sanctuary. Approximately five generations have passed through those church doors. People like you and me, and those who were there yesterday, sitting in pews that people had sat in for over 100 years, some probably singing some of the same songs that we were singing and offering prayers to the same God and listening sermons that were sent from above to open their hearts and minds to the reality of the sacred and the sovereignty of God and the power of his word, his redeeming blood through his son. I could reimagine the prayers that were being had been made for nervous pregnant mothers and expectant fathers and for babies that were born, some healthy and some sick, as they were presented to God in baptism and christening. For over 115 years, beloved, God's ears were inclined to the prayers of his people made in that place. Parents stood and made promises as godparents to teach the children about God and his love for them and how they were to love their neighbors as themselves and his love for his creation and how we were supposed to love and take care of his creation. And couples for over 100 years had exchanged wedding vows at the altar, declaring their love for one another before God and witnesses. People nearing the end of their time on this planet, coming to those doors and pressing their way up those stairs to the place of safety and security in their sanctuary where they had come to know and love God and praise God and pray together and worship together and make plans of serving God and community together. Oh, beloved, I sat there in transcended adoration for the generations that had worshiped there. In our county, as elsewhere around our nation, closings are happening. The sacred spaces are being repurposed. At the same time, the cardinal rule that I understand of real estate is best and highest use. Well, the best and highest use for a house of worship is to be a house of worship. The best and highest use of a house of prayer is to be a house of prayer for all people, is to be a house of prayer for all people, as Jesus said. But of this house of worship, like the fate of so many others, small in number but big in spirit, the future is unknown. Still, as believers in Jesus Christ, we know that although we don't know what tomorrow holds, we know who holds our tomorrow. And so the senior pastor, Pastor Beth, in my opinion, did a masterful job guiding the congregation and the visitors like myself through the service of holy closure. She opened up with these words: when we gather in worship, we praise God with believers we cannot see. When we celebrate Holy Communion, we feast with past, present, and future disciples of Christ. We experience the communion of saints, the community of believers, living and dead. This faith community stretches beyond space and time. We commune with Christians around the world, believers who came before us, and believers who will come after us. We believe that the church is the communion of saints. And as a believer, you belong to the communion of saints. In the church, we remember and honor all the saints, the heroic ones and the ordinary ones. She quoted from Frederick Buchner in his book, The Sacred Journey, where he writes about the saints in the context of All Saints Day. And he says, it is not just a sense of the church that we should remember in our prayers or a sense of the saints that are gone by, but all the foolish ones and the wise ones, the shy ones and the overbearing ones, the broken ones and the whole ones, the despots and the tosspots and the crackpots of our lives. In one way and another, they have been particular fathers and mothers and saints. And hang windows without knowing we love them, who we love without knowing we love them, and by whom we are helped to whatever little we may ever have or hope to have in sainthood of our own. Yes, beloved. Various portions of thousands of years old sacred texts were read in this service of closure in unison, and a letter written by the Apostle Paul to a Christian Jew to the church in Ephesus was shared out of the book of Ephesians, where he said, I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart being enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. Oh, beloved, the words of Apostle Paul that he wrote to a church centuries ago, I believe he did not have any idea it would be used at a church service for closure in Hudson, New York in the 21st century. But I believe that God did. And I believe that just as God's power works in Christ, as he said in Ephesians, God put his power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. Yes, God knew that this church would need those words on that day. And I say to that church and to all you out there that by the power of Christ, we who were once spiritually dead have been awakened and risen up in new life in Jesus Christ with meaning and purpose and hope and faith, alive and living the experience of the divinity and the sovereignty of God. We are awestruck by the power of the Almighty God, who is able to take a little and make much, to save something and make something out of nothing, to forgive the unforgivable, to know us and love us in spite of us, to do above and beyond what we think or ask according to his working within us. And he does it one by one. The same God who nurtured that congregation throughout the years and led them in serving Christ is still working in his power. His ears are still open to their prayers. He still has meaning and purpose for their faith in community. And he knows the plans he has for your future. I was present not just to lend emotional support, I came to realize, but to bear witness that although the doors of that church that provided sanctuary and safety and security and stability for assembling and for prayer and for worship and for ministry for generations is not the end, but only a new beginning. So may the Holy Spirit continue to sustain them as they outwardly express their faith in God as the church beyond walls. May they continue gathering as a people of God, working in unity with other communities of Christian faith. And then may they come to know the beginning of the new opportunities for worship and service to God, for their families and their community and beyond. Even as I can say, Overcomer Ministries has come to do. May the witness of such people who have ministered in the name of Jesus not be diminished and continue throughout the Christian era. I send peace, I send love to our brothers and sisters, to Pastor Beth, Pastor Tanya, and the ministerial team, and the Council of Emmanuel and St. John Lutheran Church of Hudson, New York. That's my spiritual social commentary for today. And to God be the glory always. Got another song for you, beloved, and it is Only Getting Started by Mr. Jeremy Camp.
Are you running round in circles with no place to go? Is there a person in the mirror you don't even know? Someone still sees who you are. Yeah. Were you the kid that was a dreamer? Now you don't believe. Are you the lock that got so broken? Now you lost the key. Someone still loves who you are. Yeah. To anyone.
started.
So, beloved, here we are, coming down, counting down on our first Sunday show. Just want you to know, no matter how gray the day, no matter how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still there, and the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Is here right now with me on WGXC. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I wish you and yours a wonderful week. Happy Veterans Day on Friday to all those who have served us in military service and to your families who serve alongside with you in your years. I also want to encourage you to get out and vote. Get out and make your voice heard. Our democracy doesn't work without you. All right. Till we speak again, God keep you, God bless you, is my prayer. And we're out with Bless Me by Maverick City. Yes, I pray this song for you as I pray it for me. Enjoy Bless Me, Maverick City, and Mr. Kirk Franklin.
One, two, three, bless me.
Bless me, bless me, bless me, God.
Yeah.